An ideal circular membrane does not vibrate like an ideal string or a cylindrical air column. A string produces modes that fall in a simple harmonic series. An ideal circular membrane produces modes whose frequencies are not integer multiples of a fundamental. The scientific convention normally labels circular membrane modes as MN, where M is the number of nodal diameters and N is the number of nodal circles, including the nodal circle at the rim. Daniel Russell's educational demonstrations use the equivalent notation DC, where D means nodal diameters and C means nodal circles. To stay consistent with most acoustics literature while still agreeing with Russell's explanation, the notation used here is MN. In this notation, the lowest rotationally symmetric mode is mode 01, and the important pitch-bearing timpani modes include mode 11, mode 21, mode 31, and mode 41. That is why a timpano is not simply a drum with a note. It is a drum in which the most musically useful modes have been pulled close enough to harmonic spacing that the ear can organize them into a pitch center. Rossing's Scientific American article framed the question memorably. If the vibrations of an ideal membrane do not form a harmonic series, how can a kettle drum have pitch? The answer is the coupled head-air-bowl system. Anderson and Rossing's JASA abstract reports that, under normal playing and tuning conditions, three principal modes of a kettle drum head have frequencies nearly in the ratio 4 to 3 to 2. Read in ascending order. That is essentially the relationship 2 to 3 to 4, among three important pitch-bearing components. A later and more detailed JASA study by Christian, Davis, Tubis, Anderson, Mills, and Rossing reports that for typical kettle enclosures, the ratios mode 1, mode 2-1, mode 3-1, and mode 4-1 are close to 2-2, 3 to 4 to 5 over the normal playing range. These two descriptions are not a contradiction. They use different conventions and levels of detail. The practical takeaway for players is that the pitch we hear is tied primarily to a family of diametric modes, not to the lowest membrane motion alone. In a well-behaved timpano, the ear hears something close to a harmonic pattern even though the physical system began as an inharmonic membrane. Fleischer's laser vibrometer studies support the same practical point from another angle. In a large Kohlberg timpano, the measured frequency ratios of the pitch-forming modes lay close to the sequence 1 to 1, 0.5 to 2 to 2.5, while mode 01 did not fit that harmonic grid. That matters for players, because the timpano's useful pitch is not simply the lowest motion of the head. It is the organized result of several selected modes behaving in a musically coherent way. Mode notation in plain language. In mode 1-1, the first number counts nodal diameters, straight lines across the head that do not move. The second number counts nodal circles. Thus, mode 0-1 has no nodal diameter and one circular node at the edge. Mode 1-1 has one nodal diameter, mode 2-1 has two nodal diameters, and so on. Mode 0-1 is important acoustically, but decays quickly and does not carry the sustained timpani pitch in the same way that the mode 1-1, mode 2-1, mode 3-1, and mode 4-1 family does.